Average Network Short Subject 45 takes us to the banks of the Potomac River near Washington, D.C., to the Democratic Command Bunker, where we find Senator John Kerry, his advisor Tad Devine, his other advisor Joe Lockhart, and Vice Presidential candidate John Edwards.
Nice, Joe. What are they?
Senator, these are documents that prove that Bush had a manicure at Burpleson Air Base in Alabama in 1978.
He'd been out of the guard for years by then, Joe.
I know. The report says he claimed to be General MacArthur and that he was carrying a half a fifth of tequila, so he was probably tight as a tick. I doubt we'll use
them. Well, what about these?
Oh, those are great.
What is it?
It's this weird report that Bush wrote, a debriefing paper after his weekend warriors patrolled the Gulf of Mexico one weekend. Claims he sunk three Nazi subs.
Nazi subs? That doesn't sound very believable, or does it? No. No, of course it doesn't.
Nope, that's pretty ridiculous, John.
Thank you, Edwards.
It goes with this one where he claims he lost his F-102 when he was kidnapped by mermaids.
He drank a lot, Senator.
Well, I guess he did. Well, not a lot. No, a lot. All right, I think it's a lot, don't I, Edwards?
Of course you do, John. Can't you make up your mind about anything?
Well, of course I can. Well, sometimes, almost. No, yes, I can.
Senator,
often.
You've got to be more forceful. You're waffling again. You're even wearing plastic flip-flops.
Well, our floor's wet.
It's only damp, John. We've got to be tough and decisive. We can't even seem to waffle.
Last week, I ordered waffles at a pancake house, and everyone laughed at me.
You see? That's Bush's spin, Senator.
Those clowns are spinning all the time.
They have to. Here's another document that claims Bush strafed the beach at Brownsville, killed dozens of people.
Brownsville, Texas? I've never heard of that.
Of course not, Senator. We just made it up yesterday.
Well, Tad, I mean, Joe, that isn't fair, is it?
They made up the Swift vets, Senator. We have to play very tough. Rove is one of the best political players in the biz, and we can't keep playing catch-up with them.
They're always a step ahead, Senator. That's why we're going to dump all these phony documents on them.
Hey, that's a good plan.
Get it? We let them spend a couple of weeks figuring out that it's all crap while we reconnect with the voters.
A distraction. Oh, I like that. Do I like that, Edwards?
Yes, John, you do.
Good. Good. So, what do we do?
Keep mentioning Iraq. It's flying to pieces and we need to press
it. Especially since Rumsfeld and Cheney are restricting reporters' movements.
Hell, Alawi ordered open season on them in Najaf.
Well, I'm ready. Let's get out there and kick us some serious behind.
Good, Senator. Way to go. Senator Kerry?
Right. Absolutely. How do we get the leaks out?
I'm going to ship it all to a friend of mine who publishes the Passaic Daily Shopper. This one's great. It's a fake letter from Nixon calling Bush a drunken clown, signed by Nixon and Haldeman.
Man, if I'd have known politics was this much fun, I never would have studied nuisance law.
Well, Senator Edwards, you were a great nuisance.
Thank you, Joe.
What is it, Senator Kerry?
You'd think after all these years I'd be used to how sleazy professional politics really is.
Senator, you are used to it.
I am? Oh, all right. Good. Well, let's play on, shall we? Off to the races. At least I think we're off to the races, aren't we, Edwards?
Yes, John, we are.
Good. Good. Well, mostly good.
Average Network Short Subject 45, The Autumn of Our Disconnect, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations often have odd and unusual personal habits, and allowances should be made. I remain Pablo T. Flies, and the Average Network appreciates your kind attention. Stay tuned!